Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night. Friday, February the 23rd, 2024, 2/23/24. How about that? 13 minutes past the hour. It's the big Friday night program, joined in studio by Matt and Carrington. And coming off a very big day today here at the station, I want to thank Mary Ellen Withrow for coming on this morning, and Sally Jesse Raphael, and Sam Donaldson, and Cousin Brucey, and Dick Cavett for all being here this morning. That was very, very, very nice. So I appreciated all the kind words and all the nice things that were said earlier by all those legendary people. So thank them. I thank them so much. And Matt and Pastor Craig were here. So Jessica Hauser was here. That was a lot of fun. So we had a great day. Matt, did we not have just a wonderful day on this last Friday of February?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think that we talked about a lot. I think that today was really good.
So what did you take away from that whole... it was kind of like my funeral today, really, is what it felt like.
You know, I mean, honestly... Which part of the morning are we talking about?
Well, talk about anything that went on this morning. It was good all morning.
You know, I mean, honestly...
I took you down to McDonald's at one point.
We got a kind soul. We got some drinks.
I bought you a drink, yeah. Spent the big money.
We talked about Trump. We talked about the whole Biden thing. We talked about... You know, just about everything. We talked for, 3 hours?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Jessica's great.
Oh, yeah, of course. Jessica is fantastic.
I like Jessica a lot.
Wait, is this about the Stewart's Root Beer opening thing? Or is this not related
Remember
to that?
Before we went on the air?
I know.
I gave you this.
I know.
I gave Carrington a little bit of advice before we went on the air tonight. Do you want to say what the advice was? Little words of wisdom.
Yeah, it was just that you should run things through your head before you say them out loud. And yeah. I was like, I agree. I don't think that was that crazy.
Who was talking about root beer?
No one. I am just trying to figure out what was going on this morning.
So what part don't you understand? I'll catch up.
Who's Jessica?
Matt, tell her who Jessica is. Who do you think Jessica was?
The owner of Stewart's
Root
Beer.
No, that's Michelle. That's Michelle.
Okay, I'm sorry. See, it was just
So Jessica
name.
Had previously
Are
been...
you looking at the Facebook page again?
Yeah.
See, you get in trouble. See, and you say you don't stalk that thing. You do.
It pops up sometimes.
Before it didn't pop up. Now it's popping up all
sometimes.
Of a sudden. Popping up all of a sudden.
I told you, I only have like 40-some Facebook friends. I'm not
Yeah, so why are you...
Facebook.
You're reading everything.
I'm not reading everything. Sometimes we have boring days at work, and I... do spend
do
a little
that.
Bit of time on
You never comment on anything.
Media.
You never share anything to your 25
because,
friends.
Because I don't use Facebook.
But you do. Because
no,
you
I
go
just,
on there and
I'm,
read the
I
things.
Just, I'm just lurk, lurching.
You're work.
Lurking.
Lurking.
I'm lurking
okay,
in the
Okay, Matt, who's Jessica?
Okay, so Jessica Jessica Hauser, she had previously, was that WMRN?
No, WDCM is where I
WDCM.
Was with
WDCM. So like 12 years ago, I do believe Scott said, him and Jessica had done a show at WDCM together. And here recently, he wanted to, you know, get...
Bring her back.
Yeah, bring her back. So we were, you know, seeing how that would go, and we brought her in the morning.
And she's great.
Yeah, she's doing great. She's been here, 2 weeks now, and she's fantastic both times.
I always had a good time with her. We did it every Wednesday back then, and I always was, it was fun. And to have her back, it's like, you know, 12 years passed, and it's so strange because it was like just somebody went across the street for a loaf of bread and came back, and it's like no time passed.
That was the weirdest analogy. Time passing is the same as going across the street and getting a loaf of bread.
Well, I think it was more so to say, like, it didn't take forever.
I know, but The loaf of bread thing was just rather specific to be like, nothing's changed.
Went across the street, got a cup of coffee. How about that? She's going to bring a coffee pot coffee. In, I understand. Yes. Isn't that where she's going to bring a coffee pot in?
Yeah, we were talking
here.
About it. She asked me if I drank coffee, and she asked me if I drank it with creamer or without creamer. So she's going to hook us up with a coffee
pot. Where's she going to put the creamer? In the fridge over there?
You know that whole thing about thinking before you say things?
I'm just saying, she can't put it in the fridge, and you know that. You know that that's true.
No, listen, things can... We used the microwave the other night.
I know, but I know that fridge. Like, the one time I opened it, it was scary inside of there.
What do you mean?
It's a refrigerator.
Matt, have you ever opened that fridge?
I have, yeah.
I swear, there was, like, mold in the walls. There and, like, was not... A stench
no.
came out.
No.
What? Yes.
No. I think you were on another planet that night.
I don't know, because I asked you last week if I could open the fridge if there were any
drinks. Well, no, because it's been turned off now because it was just humming. The compressor was humming.
It's not plugged in. So, like yeah. if it was plugged in and nobody has anything in it, if it was plugged in, we would be able to hear it on the microphone because yeah. it would constantly be buzzing.
So, opening it...
But there's nothing wrong with it. Like, if we open that fridge right now, no odor is going to come out of it.
Well, I don't know. It hasn't been turned on in October.
I'm just curious. I thought that's why I couldn't open it. I swear I
not
remember.
Not an odor,
like,
no.
A scent came out and it was dark in the fridge.
Why
like,
do you need a refrigerator?
I don't.
You're here Jessica, two nights a week. No, you act like you live here.
Jessica needs it for the creamer and the coffee.
Maybe she'll bring fresh creamer. Maybe she
every
likes,
day.
Maybe she doesn't like milk. Maybe she likes creamer, which doesn't need to be refrigerated. You ever
oh.
think about that?
That's
also
true.
Also, there's the powdered creamer.
That's true. That's yeah, true. Yeah. I was just curious.
I was right again.
I didn't say you were wrong. I was just curious about if
in
we
any
could
event,
use the fridge. That was the point.
I want to thank Mary Ellen for the card because I didn't open the card till tonight. A nice little happy birthday butterfly card. I like this. May your special day be as unique and wonderful as you are. And then she wrote, "How true, Mary Ellen." Thank you very much, Mary Ellen. Always a pal. And next hour, I can now officially announce the festivities that are going to go on next week. And I'll do that next hour. So stay tuned to your radio. It's going to be big.
Do we have a top 10 list tonight?
No.
Oh.
I wish you'd asked me this stuff before we came on.
I know. I'm sorry. It just comes to me.
Now. Oh, the root beer stand. No, now we get to it.
Okay.
The root beer stand.
Michelle's root beer stand. Not Jessica's. Just to clarify.
Jessica does not have a root beer stand.
It's Michelle's root beer stand.
Nobody ever said Jessica had a root beer stand.
Well, I know, but I was just confused earlier, and I thought that could be the case, and that's why that was brought up.
Now, Stewart's Root Beer in Marion had its 99th grand opening today. A friend of mine owns that. Michelle, who's a wonderful person, has a great staff over there, and I hope they had a great opening day. I bet they did. It was great weather out today.
Did you not get to go to it at all?
I was busy today.
I thought you said you've gone to the opening days in the past.
I have.
That's
I was busy
common.
Today.
That's so sad.
Well, maybe I'll go tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, for your birthday.
For my birthday. Maybe
That'll
I'll just go on over to Stewart's. Why not?
I think that's a great idea.
Well, why not? You know, I've got to be hip and happening and all that sort of thing.
I love that plan.
Yeah, so that'll be the big plan. And next weekend, talk about busy. You know, you got Thursday and Friday and Saturday. There's all kinds of stuff going on next weekend.
Oh, there is.
Are you excited?
I'm very excited. I'm always interested to see how things are going to play out here because there's always like
here it comes.
What I have in
run
my
it through
mind.
Your head. Run it through your head. Run it through your head.
I am. There's just always like an image I have in my mind of what's going to happen, and like I just never know how things are really going to play out. If this is like Groundhog Day all over again.
Now, what was wrong with Groundhog Day?
You know what I'm talking about. Nothing was wrong with it.
Why are you going to him? What's all this about?
Because we talked about this.
You talked about this? You too?
I mean, I think it was more so of the, like, we talked about it on air. It's kind of like, even though you know everything that's going on, like, when you get there, it seems bigger than what it did in your head, even though you already knew what was going to happen.
Yes.
You doubt that I can produce big things?
No, not that I doubt that you can produce big things. I just don't know how things are going to play out and what's going to happen until they're happening. And I'm like, oh, wow. That's all.
You walked in that morning and Miss Ohio was here.
And I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hi, Miss Ohio.
Because you had no idea.
No, I did not.
That was a secret.
It was a surprise.
It was a big secret. And
when
it was
is she coming back, by the way?
Well, I hate to tell you this, but I told her that you would be here and she said, eh.
Oh, that's not true. She said we could be friends. I know what you always say and that you think that she doesn't think we could be friends. She wants to be friends. I know.
I'm not trying to be mean at all. I had a very good day today. I'm just saying that I think that she doesn't want to be friends. I think she said that because you were frightening to her.
Okay.
I think you made her uncomfortable.
Well,
that's all I'm saying. You already said it.
No takesies, backsies.
But see, that's it. You make people uncomfortable sometimes.
Who do I make uncomfortable?
Well, I'm uncomfortable with you all the time.
And you keep coming back every Friday night.
I keep coming back every Friday night. I know. No, but you know, you have that thing about you
that just makes people uncomfortable.
It's because you don't run the stuff through your head before you say it.
This is like how you bring out that part of me. It's like I have the thing where I make people uncomfortable, and you have the thing where you bring out something in people.
I don't think I bring out anything in you. I just think there's some latent hostility that you have.
Look, can we talk about the events that are coming up?
Didn't I say we're going to do that next hour? Do you listen to this show?
Oh, you did. Oh, we were talking about the root beer stand. Let's get back to that.
I think we were, but you think, okay.
What do
you
want to talk about? My hostility got in the way of the root beer stand.
Whoa, go ahead.
No, I just want to talk about the root beer stand, Michelle's grand opening. Oh, you're going to hopefully get to go tomorrow. What's your signature thing you get from the root beer stand?
Now, you know because you read the post.
I didn't read the post. I just saw that it said root beer stand grand opening.
No,
it was a whole four paragraphs.
No,
it
was not four paragraphs.
If she was listening to the show this morning, she would know. You said it
on
the show.
Yeah, I said
morning.
Everything this morning. Okay. Where were you?
At work.
You were not at work when I started 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, I was asleep.
Well, you should roll over in bed and crank that thing up.
Crank it up. I could do that. I could.
Just roll over. Don't roll over on all those Twix bars and pretzels you got in the bed with you.
Yes.
We weren't that early on.
We did.
That you sleep with food.
Not always, but yeah. I do.
Not always.
Not always.
But periodically.
Yeah, it's there sometimes.
My signature, are you going to go down like buy it for me or something?
No, I was just curious.
What a birthday gift. I'm talking about chicken sandwich.
Okay.
And curly fries.
Okay.
Diet root beer.
Very specific.
Yeah.
Not a root beer float.
That's okay. Maybe. I don't mind a root beer float.
Is it like sometimes you switch back and forth, or is it like always the same thing for you?
No, I mean, I'll have other things.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll footlong.
Footlong every once in a while.
We'll work that in. Sure, why not?
I really like their hamburgers.
Did somebody ask?
No.
Oh, okay. I know.
That's
sorry.
True. I'm sorry.
Well, we're having a good time. But no, it opened up 99 years. My goodness. That's a run.
Yeah, absolutely.
Has it been in Michelle's family the whole time?
No.
Okay.
No.
When did she get it? Do you know?
About 20 years ago, I think.
Oh.
She worked there, I believe, when she was in high school.
That's
I think
so
is
cute.
What I remember from that. Is it cute?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like whenever she was working there in high school and like, maybe she was like, I'm going to own this place one day. And then she did.
You know, imagine you, I don't know that this is her dream, but imagine like you spent like all this time to get your, you know, dream to come true. And then all of a sudden you hear somebody on the radio talking about your dream. You're like, oh, that's so cute.
I know.
That's not bad to say. That is cute. If that was her dream, like, that's awesome. It came to fruition.
I think that's awesome. It came to fruition is more, adequate than...
That's cute.
That's cute. Nobody wants that cute.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. In any event, it opened up today. Did you run down? Did you go over there?
No, I did not.
What are you doing with your life?
I've been at work all day.
No, you were. No, they can only work you 8 hours.
10 to 6 today. That's a lot of my day. And I took a shower today.
You know, I knew there was something different about you. I was just about to say it.
I showered today.
I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Your hair's not so... You know.
Hey.
I didn't say it.
Hey now.
No, your hair looks different.
It looks clean.
Looks clean. Yeah, that's right. Most of the time it doesn't look clean, but
that's
tonight
so
it looks
mean.
Clean.
It
no,
does.
That's what you implied. I didn't.
I was kidding.
It does look clean.
Okay, thanks.
It doesn't look like you have anything in it.
I don't put anything in it ever.
Right, but you know, when you go a few days without stuff just appears in it. It's called natural.
Whatever.
You know, the other night we had a garlic smell in here forever.
We did not.
I'm telling you.
We did
my
not.
My eyes watered.
No. Okay, guys. This is just about...
I didn't tell the story.
That's fine. I'm going to tell my own story.
No, you'll blame this on me. It's going to be one of those things. Remember that time you did that? Just for the record, right now, Matt, be a witness. I am not telling this story, and I'm telling her not to tell this story before she tells it. Am I on record? Thank you.
Okay, fine. I don't have to tell
it. Go ahead, no.
Well, you said it.
No, I'm just saying I don't want to be blamed for this.
You said don't tell it.
I don't want to blame. No, I didn't say don't tell it. I just said I don't want you coming back saying you forced me into that.
Okay.
This is what the people love.
Anyway, the other day, we were so graciously given some Sansodas. It was great. Mm-hmm. And they have great pasta and salad and the rolls. Obviously, I love the rolls. I'm a big bread girl. Don't make that face.
Why is that obvious?
I guess
people look at you and go, wow, she's a bread girl. She's a big bread girl.
No, I think it's people that know me would know that. Like,
so it's not obvious.
I guess it's not. I'm sorry. I feel like a personal connection to everybody. I'm like, I talk about myself a lot. Everyone would know that I love bread. And
I don't know that you've ever said that, but it's obvious now.
It's obvious now.
Okay.
Okay. And
that reminded me of something. Go ahead.
The rolls come with garlic butter and...
Are you running down the menu? Does this story really negate that we run down the menu?
No, I'm just telling the story.
Okay, go ahead.
It would be better if I was getting interrupted.
You're a fascinating storyteller.
Oh,
I have to tell
gosh.
You.
Oh, my gosh.
Go ahead.
Can you critique it or something? Can you tell me what I need to change about my storytelling if you're going to be so critical over
well,
there?
Well, let's see if we can get through
okay,
this one and then we'll get
the
to
story.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Let's circle the airport some more before
yes,
we land this plane.
I was just talking about how whenever I eat like garlicky things, I will like smell like garlic for the next day or like at least like
that's not what you said,
night.
But okay.
Yes.
You said something different, but that's a whole other thing.
I said sweat garlic.
Sweat garlic. That's what you said.
Okay, but
which
like,
I found fascinating. I thought that's some kind of biological thing. I don't even know what that is.
There's an illness.
Yeah. I never knew anybody who sweated garlic.
Okay,
I know people
that, like,
who have looked at you who have said she obviously sweats garlic.
It seeps out of my skin or something. Like,
oh,
see, I will
getting,
just, like,
that's too personal.
I'll be like laying in bed and like I can smell it a little bit.
You can smell your own sweat, which smells like garlic in your bed? Oh, I hope you wash your
garlic.
Sheets more than you take showers.
Yes. Okay, but... And like, do you guys not know what I'm talking about? Like, after you eat like garlic or like onions, do you not like... smell like it a little bit, like it comes out of my
breath.
Skin. No, it's
no.
like coming out of my skin.
It's coming out. Garlic comes out of your skin.
I think so. I like smell like garlic after.
Yeah, honest to God, you really need to go to some kind of place. I mean, you really.
We could run down the illness list.
No. I'm talking
excessive
about
excessive sweating.
No. You should really go to like Atlanta. I think that's where the Center for Disease Control is, and they should put you in a room and wait for you to sweat garlic, and then say, "Whoa, what's going on there?" I told you had some kind of glandular disorder.
I know. Maybe I do with the sweating garlic and the...
By
the way, it's only 74 in here today. It's not too
thank
crazy.
Thank you for giving us the temperature.
The weather update.
Yeah. No, you are the sweatiest girl I ever knew. Now not only do you sweat, you sweat garlic.
The sweatiest girl you ever
Most
knew.
Most girls don't sweat a whole lot.
Okay. It just gets really hot in this room.
I'm in this room. I'm not sweating.
Yeah, and you're wearing a scarf and, like, a
thick
shirt.
I'm kind of cold. It's kind of chilly in here.
Okay, it is a little bit chillier today. I mean, 70
chillier?
Is not crazy. It's chillier. Is that not a word?
No.
A bit more chilly?
More chilly.
More chilly.
That's what you say at Wendy's. I want some more chilly.
More chilly, please.
Okay, go ahead.
That's the gist
that's
of the story. It's just
that...
That
you sweat garlic.
That
it seeps out of your pores.
Coming out of my skin.
Did you know about
after
all
I
this,
eat
Matt?
It. And so, like, I don't like to eat it because I'm just like, I'm going to smell like that.
Doesn't happen to me?
No.
Doesn't happen to you?
No.
You guys always make me feel like I'm crazy. Anything that I say.
I'm sorry. We'll try to seep garlic.
Yeah. Can you work on that?
Yeah, I'll see if I can get it to come out of my skin next time.
Next time I say something crazy, just be like, oh my gosh, that happens to me all the time.
I think.
Do I get that?
I think it might have to be like, I mean, it might have to, it might be on your fingers or something because you had like garlic butter because of the like the rolls. But I mean, I don't know that it comes out of your skin.
I don't know. I think that this happens. My mom talked about how my dad is like that too. Like, because, you know, they are like laying in bed and she's like, yeah, if he eats something that smells like garlic, like, I can smell it.
threw dad under the bus there. That was nice.
Sorry. I'm just...
You know, I don't know if I'd want to be at your house after some kind of garlic meal. It just sounds like
garlic.
A real rough place to be.
Yeah, everyone smells like garlic a little bit.
So it's an inherited glandular disorder.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know what to say about all that. What do you think, Matt?
You know, honestly, I don't even know. I think that I think that you should probably not eat garlic if it seeps out of your skin. I don't know.
I told you guys
before.
Do
other things seep out of your skin?
No. Before I ate the garlic roll, I was like, oh, like, I don't really like eating stuff like this because, like, I'm afraid I'm going to smell like garlic. And then that's how this, like, story was born.
I thought we were talking about your hair.
No, we weren't.
I think we were.
No, I'm talking about how whenever I like made the comment about me smelling like garlic the other day, that it was that's how it was born, the story. The birth of the story.
The birth of the story.
I've got the like, origin story.
I've got like dial-up playing in my head.
Now, here's what's wrong with your storytelling. Okay. Are we through?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the problem.
Okay.
Your stories are kind of like a trip that has no ending. So what you really need is you need, first of all, to not look at other people's things that are not being written to you. Number one,
mm-hmm.
You're very nosy.
We do this every week.
Yeah, why do you do that? Why do you you always try to look at my notes. You try to look at what's going on the screen.
Can we
what's
get back? Come on.
No, you diverted me because I saw your eyes shift. I knew something had happened over there.
Because I'm staring at it. Maybe we need to switch seats. Maybe me and Matt need to not sit in the same places every week. Matt doesn't have the opportunity to be nosy over there.
So if you're over there, you're not going to be nosy.
It would be harder to be nosy.
But you just know you can't turn it off. It's like that garlic sweat. You can't turn it off.
No, sitting in the seat. No, it's right there. If things change on the screen, I can see it out of the
corner
of my eyes.
But you don't have to look.
I'm going to look.
Why?
Because I'm nosy.
Why is that?
I like to be in the know. Do you remember last week whenever we were, me and Matt were just talking and then kept passing
that.
Matt notes and like I wanted to know what was going on. And I never found out. It's
no,
just like I know that if I don't make a point to put myself into things, I'm just not going to know.
But why do you think that was about you?
I don't think it was about me. I just want to know what's going on.
Oh, okay.
I'm just nosy.
Why didn't you ask?
I did.
No, you were rude.
Oh, okay.
You said
my bad.
You said we were childish for passing notes. You did not ask what was in the notes.
We need to listen to last week's episode to know.
What do you remember about that, Matt? I remember her saying, this is so childish that they're passing notes.
Well, I don't remember her using the word childish exactly, but I do remember her letting everyone know that a note had been passed.
Yeah.
I was just curious. Can you get back to the storytelling?
Yeah, okay, here's the thing. It's your stories, I think I've said this before, are like going to Disney World. See, I'm using this for you. You drive all the way to Disney World, and then you sit in the parking lot all day. You don't enter the park. You're getting there. You drive there. You're going for fun, but then you sit in the parking lot.
So you're saying like I don't have a good like climax point
in
my story.
No, you have no climax. You have no punchline.
That's true.
Yeah, but if you had a good punchline there, and sometimes you divert. It's like you're driving to Disney World and we want to stay on the highway, so mm-hmm. we'll be there in 15 minutes, and you want to go through some neighborhood that's going to take 45.
I'm like, well, we need to know this detail.
Yeah.
It's important.
Which really, we don't.
We don't.
We don't. We don't need to be in that neighborhood at all.
We should practice sometime, like storytelling or something.
Well, apparently I'm going to teach you guys how to tie ties next week. You know?
Yeah.
But a good story has a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Would you like to tell a story? Can you pick out the points in your story as you
tell
it?
Yes, I can tell a story because the other day I had a little bit of humiliation just to show how inept of a person I am. Here's what happened. Okay, I went to a meeting, and I thought this meeting was going to be a one-on-one meeting. I did not think it was going to turn into a big meeting. I show up at the place, and there are four people at the meeting besides the one person who I was meeting with. So it's a five-person meeting. So I come in, and they pass out notepads and pens to everybody at the meeting. Now, I've had notepads and pens in my life. So we sit down at this table, and there are four of us at a table, and one person standing up over here, and we're all going to take notes. So I'm trying to introduce myself to everybody at the table. I say, nice to meet you, Scott. Nice to meet you, Scott. Nice to meet you. And I said this to the one lady, and she goes, we've already met. And I thought, well, that's a little rough here. Okay, so the meeting starts, and people started to write on pads because we're having this meeting. And they're writing on pads. And I got, okay, I'm going to write on the pad too because, you know, we all should be writing this stuff down. So I have used pens in my life. You know, I'm using a pen right now here. So I notice that the pen is not out. The top of the pen is not out. So it's got to be out for me to write with it. So I hit the top of the pen, you know, click, nothing happens. So then I think it's one of these twist pens. So I go down here and I'm twisting the pen, nothing's happening. I can't get this pen open. I can't write.
This is embarrassing.
This is embarrassing. There are four people here, and I can't work a pen. And they think, and I'm here to run this thing, and I'm having this big high-level meeting, and I can't even make a pen work. So eventually, they see me fiddling around, and I'm trying to do it very discreetly, you know. Oh, look at this. And, I really know how to work pens. And finally, the lady, Mrs. We've already met, grabs a hold of the pen and clicks it. And the thing comes right out. And then I started writing.
What did you do wrong?
It was on the side. You had to hit the clip to send it out. So then, here's the climax. Get ready. Okay. So we have the meeting, and I'm writing stuff down now. And they say, is there anything else? And I say, I don't think so, unless I have to open up this pen again. Then we might take a little more time. And that was the punchline. And it was good, and they all laughed, and we all had a nice little laugh about that. Well, it's no seeping glandular garlic disorder story.
No. No. See, and that's what's frustrating, because you're like, oh, this was good, and that was good. That was a pretty brief...
Was that not a good story?
I'm not saying it was a bad story. It just, like, the climax wasn't crazy or anything. I guess I just don't understand how I'm lacking the delivery of the climax, whereas that was a good delivery of the climax of the story.
I thought it was. Do you have a problem with that story, Matt?
No.
It was a good story. Now, do you prefer the glandular disorder about sweating garlic, or do you like the pen story?
I mean, you might have thought there was an end, and you might have meant to put it, like, in there, but you said it so monotone that there was no, like, emotion behind it. You were just like, and then you just started talking in, like, the most, like, non-moving monotone voice.
Okay, so that's the issue. I need a little more inflection, you think, when I'm storytelling.
You gotta put some energy into it.
Gotta have the energy.
Okay. I can try it.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, this is what you were talking about food. Abby sent along some stuff for tonight. Brownies.
Yay.
Brownies.
Thank you, Abby.
Brownies. Yeah, isn't it nice? I gave her the credit. Cookies and cream topped cream cheese flavored brownies.
Ooh, that sounds comfy.
They look good, don't they?
They do. Do you think you're actually going to eat one?
I don't know. You know, I'm not a big chocolate person.
Oh, wow. So brownies really wouldn't be for you because it's mainly chocolate.
I mean, I would eat a brownie. I mean, I'm not... There you go again.
I saw my name. Sorry.
Boy, you've got eyes like a bat.
I saw my name.
That's terrible. No, in any event, isn't this nice that she did this?
Yeah. Thank you, Abby.
She's a nice girl. You know, she's okay.
I do like Abby a lot. When she coming back?
You met her one time.
When she coming back?
You met her one time for 1 hour.
And she was great. We agreed on a lot of things. We have a similar point of view.
1 hour. One time for 1 hour.
And we talked about topics, and the topics were things that we agreed on. So
no,
like,
she's
no,
great. I like her a lot. She's great, and you know, she does nice stuff for people. But I'm just saying, you can meet somebody for 1 hour and be like, oh, they're great.
Yeah. Yep.
Really? That's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
So when you're around people for a period of time, how do you feel about them?
It depends on the person. I mean, you know, you learn more. I just think, like, I start with a baseline. Like, if the first interaction goes well, I'm like, yeah, they're good. Like, they need to, like, do something wrong for me to be like, oh, no, they're not good. So from the get-go.
So how do you feel about Matt? Like, you've been around Matt for a while now.
I like Matt.
Oh,
I think
good.
he's nice. We don't agree on things as much. I don't think we have as much in common as me and Abby would have in common, but Matt's always been nice. He's respectful.
That's what's up.
There we go.
Oh, that's a good testimonial.
About Matt.
Yeah, that was nice.
I'm just being honest. What am I supposed to say? Like,
I don't know.
I was just giving an honest review. I mean, he likes sports and politics, and I'm not huge on either of them, so.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Wow.
We can talk about sports sometimes. We've gone.
Yeah. We talked about the Super Bowl a little bit.
Why do you keep trying to block your screen over there?
No,
I'm not even looking right now.
Go ahead. No, don't go ahead and look. I'm saying go ahead with your sports thing.
Oh. Well, now I'm almost done reading the paragraph.
Your eyes are horrible.
They're pretty good, I think.
There you go. Go over there.
Girl date.
Yeah. You and Abby. Yeah, okay. We'll read it now. Gee okay. Liz. She was talking to you, I thought. Maybe not. Maybe she wasn't talking to you. I really don't know anymore. It said, did you tell Carrington that we should have a girl date and get dressed up for a dance thing?
Dance thing?
Yeah, you should be going. Could you see that? You and Abby getting all dressed up together and going out?
What's the dance thing?
There's always dance things going on in town.
What?
Let's get back to point A here. Do you want to go out and get dressed up with Abby and hit the town?
Sure, we can do that. That sounds like fun. I would do that.
She's a stranger to you.
Well, you guys were strangers before we met, and
I wasn't taking you out on the town. I don't think we were taking you out places.
Well, we were. You invited me to the radio station, which is just a house on a street, and I remember coming up to the door, and I was like, this is really weird. I feel like I'm just coming to someone's front door right now. And I just kind of like opened the door and walked in and I was like, hello.
And look at you now.
I know. So that's what I'm saying. You can't say no to opportunities. You have to say
no,
yes.
No, I think you and Abby would have a good time. I'm just interested about your optimism in people that you don't really know.
Well, I feel like that's just having a positive outlook on people. I just assume the best until proven wrong, I think.
Now, how many times have you been proven wrong? What's the track record look like?
Maybe like 6 or 7. I'm just saying.
Out of what?
Six or seven
out of how many?
All of the people that I've had formed close relationships with.
Which is what? Like?
I don't know. 25 to 30.
Really? So like a third?
Probably.
Wow.
Yeah, I feel like most of them it works out.
Well, you're kind of an all or nothing girl, though. You know, you can just walk away and leave and...
What?
You have latent hostility.
What are you talking about?
Well, we were talking about this the other night. You're like, well, if somebody doesn't like me, I just leave.
I mean, you're not going to, like, beg for them to like you.
I think you should.
Oh. You do that? You beg for people to like you?
No, it just sort of happens. But here's what I believe is that, you know...
Sorry, my mom said, I get that from my dad. He does that too about the garlic thing.
Oh, you do. You do.
My mom doesn't sweat though, she said.
Oh, she doesn't sweat. So well, that's just, good to know. Yeah. There's only two garlic sweaters in the family.
Yes.
But no, did everybody like the food you took home the other night?
Yeah.
Okay. I never heard anything. No thank yous, no anything.
Thank you.
Little late.
I'm sorry.
little insincere there.
I'm sorry.
You just blushed.
No, yeah.
She blushed. Did you see it? She got a blush going on there. You can't hide a blush.
Okay, whatever. What were you talking about? Go back to the original point.
I don't even remember anymore. No, you have a thing where you were talking the other night about, and I thought it was strange, about how you just walk away from people. Didn't she say this on the show the other night? Was I there? We were talking about, I forget what the topic even was, but you were talking about how if somebody... it's not necessarily mean to you. It wasn't that. Just not getting along at the time that you just give up on it. You leave. You turn off the emotion and you go away.
I don't know. Are you talking about yourself right now?
No, I don't do that.
What?
I don't leave anybody.
Matt?
What?
Did I say that?
I'm not sure.
There was something to that effect, I remember. Because I remember thinking, that's woo.
I think he's putting words in my mouth right now. If anyone was going to do that, it's you, Mr. I don't cry and have
Why
emotions.
Why is it so upsetting to you that I don't cry?
No, it's fine. It's not upsetting
to
me.
You bring
me.
It up every week.
I'm just saying that, like...
We'll be talking about breakfast before the show's over every week. We have to talk about certain things. I check them off as we go. I don't cry. You don't like how I got breakfast in the morning and how I treated that whole thing. I understand.
No, I'm just saying that if anyone's going to just shut off their emotions and walk away, I think you would do that.
I don't know that I walk away.
You would be so shocked at something like that.
I don't shut off emotions. They just aren't there.
They never exist in the first place.
Well, I can't make them.
That's true.
I mean, you can't get all, you know, whatever for people.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that it's like that easy to just shut them off and walk away.
That's why I thought when you said it was very odd.
It was out of character.
Yeah.
Yeah,
You said if somebody is not treating you or not paying you attention or ignoring you or something like that eventually you give up and you just walk away.
Okay, yeah, eventually.
How long does it take?
It could take a while.
Could take a while.
It takes until you're like, okay, I've had enough of this.
No, I'm just saying, I don't know if I would, because see, I don't even know if that would bother me if somebody was ignoring me.
It's not even just like ignoring you, just like treating you poorly in general.
Poorly is different. Treating somebody badly is not good. But I don't think ignoring somebody is treating them badly.
What?
You just did the oddest head tilt. What are you doing?
Sorry, I'm playing with the cord on my headphones.
Matt, what do you think?
About which topic here?
Anything. Pick something and throw a dart.
So, I mean, the other, I guess on one show we did talk about, I don't remember the exact topic, but it was something along the lines of that. Like, if there was like a, I don't remember. But she did, however, say she would leave, but I think there was...
Yes.
But I think there was, like, prerequisites and things like that. I don't remember the exact topic, though, which is why I think the topic it probably would help.
Right.
I think that I'm more forgiving than most people would be.
I don't know that anybody was asking for forgiveness. I think that's the problem.
No, but I'm just saying in instances where people are, like, treating you poorly and, like, you should walk away and leave, I think I would... be there longer than most people would.
I think it came off the don't go to bed angry conversation. I don't think it was... We did that, but then I think it came off of that conversation.
Oh, I think she... Was it something along the lines of, like if they didn't want to solve it?
Yeah.
And if they didn't want to solve it and they just wanted to, like, leave or go to bed, she would just be like, well, and then, you know, leave.
Right.
No, I'm... It's not directly related to the, like, going to bed, like, a one-time thing. It would just be, like, in general, if they didn't want to, like, solve things and work it out, you probably just give up and leave eventually.
But see, but how do you do that? Because the point is you like the person. So why would you... There aren't people in your life who you just have, like, a thing. It's not necessarily a love. I wouldn't say that. I mean, maybe it is, but not in love. But you just have a feeling about who you always want to be around. They don't treat you mean, but they... Charisma. This is actually one of the topics for tonight. Let's actually do a topic
Let's
on this.
Let's do a topic.
Are you exhausted or something?
No, I'm just
Let's
excited.
Let's do a It's her tone, I think, is what it is. Did you notice a tone there? Yeah. I know. It's a girl thing. We've talked about that before. In any event, I don't know if Jessica's listening tonight. Jessica was going to try to listen. I hope she is.
Me too. Hi, Jessica.
She's never met you.
Okay, well.
You probably like her too.
Sure, she's a lovely lady.
I'm sure lovely. Her and Abby, both lovely ladies. Do you know Zendaya?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Here we're in business tonight. Yes. Zendaya dates...
Zendaya. Why do you keep saying... Zendaya.
Zendaya.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
It's Tom Holland. That's where you're headed with this.
Yes.
Okay, go on.
Why do you know that?
Oh, because of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, we all know that. Okay, so these two people date. In any event, she's taller than he is and apparently seen as the catch in the thing. But she said that the reason she dates him is not for how he looks. It's because of his charisma. And she calls it the Riz factor. She says she loves his Riz. R-I-Z-Z. And that's what she's crazy about. She's crazy about the Riz.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I think Tom Holland's a funny guy. I think he'd have a lot of, like... personality if you were get to talk to him. Like, based on interviews I've seen him do, he's very silly.
So here's my question. This is where I was going before.
Okay.
So you don't know anybody who's got the Riz in your life, who maybe isn't always the nicest to you or whatever, but you just want to be around them because they got the Riz.
You make it sound like it's a disease.
That's whack.
I don't think so.
Well, she's got that garlic disease. Why not the Riz, too?
That's true. I've got it all.
You got it all. Got a little touch. You don't know anybody with the Riz?
Not that I would be willing to, like, tolerate if they were treating me poorly. Like,
nobody said treating you poorly. Okay. I'm saying just somebody... Did anybody say treating you poorly?
Well, you said something about it earlier.
I've said a lot of things earlier. But what I'm saying is I'm talking about somebody who's got the charisma... Or as the kids like to say, the Riz factor. Mm-hmm. And you just want to be around them because they've got that. They've got something.
Okay, yeah, I know people like that.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Do you?
Not that I can think of, to be honest.
Okay.
Just on charisma, no.
Yeah, that's fair. Matt?
Yeah, no, not that I can think of.
So who are your people?
I was just thinking of, like, my friends. I'm not thinking of a specific, like, one. I think just, like, the energy whenever we're in, like, a group setting, it's, like, it's unmatched.
Well, that's not Riz.
Okay.
No. We're talking about one person who just has something who you want to be around, even though, I guess the thought here is that she shouldn't be around him. Because she's the pick, I guess, is what this was saying. But yet she wants to be around him, not because of how he looks, not because he's shorter than her, not because of all that, but because he's got charisma. He's got the riz.
I mean, I'm assuming there's other things she also likes about him besides the riz.
This is what she said. I don't know. We haven't talked. I'll call her up when I get home and ask her.
Can you interview Zendaya? Yeah, bring her on. Yeah, let's get her out here.
Yeah, that'd be a real big one for me.
That would be a big one. But can you tell us about Tom's riz?
I think it's a good thing, though. I like her saying this because I think this is meaningful. Because it should be about charisma. People don't pay attention to that sort of thing. And that's why they end up in dead-end, nonsensical things.
What? How do you define charisma? Is it like personality? Like just
personality. It's just like an overwhelming personality. Like the person comes in the room and the room changes. They talk in a different way than everybody else. They say things other people don't say. They just have that thing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can think of personalities like that. I'm just trying to think if I can, like, think of anyone specific where, like, they show up and, like, things just shift entirely. Because it's like, I feel like nobody's on their game 100% of the time like that.
You've never met somebody who was not on... I think I'm on my game all the time. Oh, thank you.
The disrespect.
I know, it's terrible, isn't it?
That wasn't disrespect, I'm just, like... All the time. Like, no, we come in here before the show starts, and it's not like you're, like, on fire with the comments and, like, making all the convo, which is fine. I don't expect that 100% of the time. Like,
that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about charisma.
You said personality.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. My personality is a little dead before the show.
I'm just saying, like, all the time. I guess I just don't understand what you're saying, what we're looking for 100% of the time. Like,
do you understand this story, Matt?
Which one? The Zendaya one?
Yeah. We haven't moved on yet. Yeah, that's still the one.
Okay. Then, I don't know much about Tom Holland, but funnily enough, I do actually know who Tom Holland is. I have watched movies with Tom Holland, which is more than I can say for the majority of other actors. I think Tom Holland was fantastic as Spider-Man. And I think he is funny in the interviews and things I've seen with him, so it wouldn't surprise me if you did like him because he was charismatic.
I think that's good.
Yeah, I can think of actors who I think have the riz.
Actors are on because they're on.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I'm sure they're tired before the show, too.
Right, and she still likes him then. Apparently he's got the charisma for her.
The riz!
Okay, but, like, maybe she's, like, talking about whenever they go out to their public big events and stuff. Like, she likes how he acts in, like, a crowd and stuff. But, like, maybe whenever they're together, he's a more quiet guy or something. We don't know.
I'm just going by what the woman said.
Yes, charisma. His personality overall.
Here's an interesting thing that I've found out recently. That there are certain people, I think, in your life who, for some reason, you gel, but you really don't know why you gel.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's interesting. Because if you would think about it, there'd be no reason. Like, there's somebody I can think of who somebody told me one time when they heard that I was friends with this person. They said, that is the oddest combination in the world. They knew both of us somewhat. And they said, I can't see you two being friends. They actually said that. But yet it works very well.
Yeah, I can think of instances like that. I can think of people that I'm friends with where it's like, oh, people are like, oh, interesting. Like, Our Hawaii trip, there's a lot of random people that are coming on our Hawaii trip with us, so.
Didn't a girl go to Hawaii and end up, like, missing?
I'm sure it's happened, yeah. Yeah. I'd believe it.
I think that kind of thing happens more in, like.
They go with people like who, Mexico. You know, they really don't think that they're.
They don't know
they're
all
not
the
gonna
people
gel, and people show up on the trips, and then all of a sudden, oh, there's a missing body. What happened to that person?
Crazy.
Yeah, you're not gonna make it back to this dance, dress-up dance occasion.
Oh, I am. We'll be fine. I know them all.
You gonna wear a tie?
Probably not.
You know something? It's very interesting, though. What's the restaurant where the girls wear ties? There's a restaurant in town where the girls wear ties. Steak and Shake, I think. No. Dakota Grill. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I like that. I think a girl in a tie, I think that looks good. A lot of people don't like it. I like it.
I don't love it.
Didn't ask you.
Okay.
I was just making a point.
That's fine. I mean, it's fine.
I like it. I think it's different.
Yeah, it is. It's like their signature look, obviously.
Yes,
like
black, I think it's good.
Black ties and white shirts. My brother works at Steve's Dakota.
Oh,
so
good. Well, I'll run right out
familiar,
there.
I'm familiar, yeah.
No, but I like, because you don't normally think to see a girl in a tie. So when you see a girl in a tie, I think that's unique. I like unique.
Yeah, it's different.
That's a little bit of Riz.
It's different.
Yeah.
I don't think I have a strong opinion. It's just like their work uniform.
No, I'm just saying if I saw somebody in public wearing a tie, I'd be interested.
You'd comment on it? You'd be like,
I'd say that's I like that. You look nice tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Well, why wouldn't I? I just said I liked it.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you're going to comment on it every time you see it in public.
I think I would. But anyway, there's the Riz. So, let's see here. Now, this is interesting. There are some stories out recently about sexual harassment in the workplace. Now, that's just a broad topic. But has that ever happened? Something that you thought was sexual harassment in the workplace?
Happening to me?
Yeah. It happens to guys every so often. It's primarily a female thing, I think.
No.
You never thought?
No.
Okay. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd say that happens at work.
See, it's a girl thing.
Yeah.
Or sometimes it happens often.
Sometimes it happens. Yeah.
So give me an instance.
There are some unique customers at work sometimes. And there's one in particular I'm thinking of that talks about how we're married and that we're going on a trip to the Bahamas. And, like, he's married to several of the employees there.
Oh, I didn't know you were married.
I didn't either.
Man.
It's interesting.
Does he know you sweat garlic?
No. I'll let him know.
That's not going to play in the Bahamas.
I'll let him know next time I see him. And that feels a little bit like sexual harassment to me.
I don't know. That's a customer, though. So I don't know if that's sexual harassment in the workplace. I think he has to be a coworker.
No, I think that your customers can sexually harass you.
They can sexually harass you, but I think sexual harassment at work, which is what I said, is...
Yeah, but you can't defend yourself at work. Like, if you're like, shut up and leave me alone, like, you can't say that to a customer.
I don't know. I don't know why people feel the need to do things like that. I find that very inappropriate.
I agree. It's strange, especially when somebody is at work. Because it's like, well, what are they supposed to do? Like,
see, I don't make that kind of conversation with people.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm a victim of my circumstances for sure. I'm not making the conversation is what I'm saying.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Why do they talk to you? You have to say something.
I think I'm just like friendly and I smile.
You want to act like you do here.
I'm very bubbly.
You should do that.
Act very bubbly.
No. The attitude you have here,
okay.
Take that to there, and you won't have any problems.
That'll ward them off.
They'll be going, gee whiz, don't want to marry
that.
Get
out of here.
It's time to take a break.
Get your cheese dip.
Get your cheese dip and come back for a lot of fun, and we're going to tell you about the big festivities coming up in the week to come. It's something to come back for. Stay tuned.
I laughed, and the laugh was, no, which was pretty much my bozo laugh. And my wife said, you're not going to believe this, but three kids just stood on their chairs and started looking around.